Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. How you be today? What a wonderful way to start a week, I think. How was your Monday? My gosh, things just, out of the blue, things just started so much commotion. My gosh, I don't know about you guys, but for me, it was like everything was calm, cool, and collected, and then it's like, okay, need to do this, need to do that, need to do that, need to do that. Oh, my gosh. And then I didn't get a chance to take the puppy out for a walk, and then I had to take it out for a walk. And somehow or other, I got everything done. And I am here now with you. This is your host, Mena. How you doing? So let's talk about your sweet little body. Let's talk about you and your body. How are you treating your body now? If there's been in the past week, it's kind of interesting how I see a trend of people, what they're experiencing, and that's what I usually end up talking about because it's just so prominent. But in the past week, I've been noticing people have been having challenges with their health, and mainly due to pent-up emotions, emotions that they do not let out, emotions that they hold in their self, and it's just, it's time to let go. And it was interesting, I was watching this video today where they were talking about how your body reacts to the different emotions, and if it, in, to different emotions and to the, to your nutrition. So what is it? How are you with your eyes right now? And talk to your body. If your body could say one thing to you, what would that be? Have you been treating it nice? Have you been treating it gently? See if you listen to what your body can tell you. If you see any pictures, if you have any feelings, family, joy, sadness, what is that you're feeling? Get in tune with what your body's doing. You and your body are a team. There's no division between the two. You cannot go anywhere without your body. Your body cannot go anywhere without you. It's a team. Take a deep breath and exhale. In the morning, as you wake up, even before you even get up out of bed, just take an assessment of your whole body. You can start from the top of your head all the way down to your little toes, or you can start from your little toes and go all the way up to your head, to your hair. And you can go through each part of you and talk to it and be grateful for it. That's what I do sometimes. I will lay down to meditate, or when I'm doing my yoga, you know, the, when you just lay down before yoga starts, or in the break, if you're just laying down, I go throughout my entire body and I say, starting from one area, like toes, and I say, thank you, toes. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. And then I go to the feet. Feet, thank you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. And then you go up to the ankles. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. And it's the intent. As long as the legs, the calf. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. And another, if you want to variate from that, you just say, the knees, Ho'oponopono, Ho'oponopono, Ho'oponopono. The thighs, Ho'oponopono, Ho'oponopono, Ho'oponopono. And then you just go that way throughout your entire body. If you have, especially if you have an ailment in any part of your body, just talk to the incense in your body. If you have a something in your knee, especially, talk to that intensity. Say, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, which is what Ho'oponopono means, right? So just a knee, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you. Or Ho'oponopono, Ho'oponopono, Ho'oponopono. You being gratitude, you being grateful for your body, for everything that's around you, for everyone that's around you, has a tremendous impact on how you create your life. There is nothing, the one thing that makes a huge difference. When you are in gratitude, you elevate your vibration and everything comes in harmony. So remember that. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. I say that to my Neo, to my puppy, every day. When I tuck her in bed, and then I say Ho'oponopono, 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 3 times. And I said thank you for being a good girl today. Ho'oponopono, Ho'oponopono, Ho'oponopono. And that just keeps the calm in our relationship. And she is very appreciative of the gratitude I have for her. And she also is very grateful for being in my life. Are you grateful for being you in your life? Repeat after me. Ho'oponopono, how did that feel? Yeah. It's something as simple as that. You don't have to go, but if you want it to be a big effort, you know, this weekend or tonight, I think it's the full moon, correct? So you can go out in the full moon, go out and have a long, a long dress, a glossy dress that the breeze can whip it around a little bit, and just go out and say Ho'oponopono, Ho'oponopono, Ho'oponopono. You can make it into a full moon tradition if you so desire. But no, it could be as simple as just that. You know, as you're driving in the car, you look at your neighbor driving along the highway, or if you're in the DC traffic, just look at your neighbor. You're going to have to look at them and just say Ho'oponopono to them. And that's how it is. Remember this past weekend, guys, we had the Mexico had the hurricane coming. It was the biggest, baddest hurricane in history. And what happened was the group of light workers united like never before. And we were able to talk the hurricane down from whatever category it was, because it was like an 8 or 9, I think it was. It went down to 0. It went down to a tropical storm. We are powerful. If we can do that to a hurricane, what can you do with your thoughts, with your words, to your own body? Think about that. And how you talk to your body. If you talk to your body, oh, I heard this, I heard that, or I heard that. That's what you're creating in your body. Now just talk to your body like it's another 4-year-old and that you love that 4-year-old. And just say, good, thank you, good morning, how are you? I love you. If, like I said, when you first wake up in the morning, you are grateful for your entire body. And then you touch your face with your hands. Just touch your face like, just put your hands on your face. That's it. You know how much that will, you are bringing nothing back. You don't need any cream. You don't need anything. Your self-love is going to bring youth to you. You touching your face is going to make you younger. You do it for a month. Take a picture now and then take a picture 30 days later. See what difference you show. And then you will see a difference. Just touch your face with love. Touch your face with gratitude. And your whole body will respond. If you have anything, like I said, this past week was all about health. The liver. The liver is an organ that filters our toxins. right? It helps with the digestion, and it removes toxins, and it helps with the digestion, stuff like that. But the liver is one organ that's pounded on a lot. So we're going to do work on the liver, it seems like. But pay attention to how you're treating your organs. And sometimes all you have to do is put your hands on that particular side of your body, and that's it. You don't even have to have attunements of anything. You don't have to have any healing power, anything. Because as human beings, as living on this earth, we have that capacity naturally. Just touch your body, whatever it is that you need, put your hands there, and just let it be there. And then think lovely thoughts to it. If you have, let's say, if you have a stomachache, just tell it hoponopono to your stomach. Hoponopono, hoponopono, hoponopono. And then send it love. Just say, I love you. I'm sorry. I love you. What can I do for you? What do you not want me to eat? Just like that. And you're going to start feeling better. Try it. You might be surprised. You don't know. So, what else is possible, huh? Just the thing about it is to be gentle with your body. You are not your body, but your body is in you. Okay? So, you are an infinite being who's going to be here even beyond this body. This body is going to be here, and then you're going to get tired of it. You're going to move on to another body. That is a choice. Or you can choose to stay with this body for a little bit longer than most people. But it's all a choice. And it's how you treat your body that it's going to make a difference, right? So be gentle, kind, love yourself. And everything starts with you before you can show it to everybody else. Remember Gandhi said, be the change you want to see? Start loving yourself. And when I said, there's so many definitions for love. So be, know what you mean by love. And if it's unconditional, if it's something, if it's gratitude, everybody gets what gratitude is. So I'd rather be in gratitude of my body than in love with my body, because I know and people have way too many definitions on what love means. That's, you know, it's all about semantics and the energy that comes out when you say love somebody. So be in gratitude. Be in allowance of your body. Your body sometimes doesn't want to do something, or sometimes it wants to do something and you don't. So pay attention, listen to your body. Sometimes your body doesn't want to eat what you want to eat, doesn't want to drink what you want to drink. So, and usually that means when you eat something your body doesn't want, you get indigestion. You get kind of sick afterwards. That's your body saying, hey, look, I don't want this. I do not want this. I told you. And you didn't listen. So just pay attention to that type of thing. Okay, so in honor of your sweet body, what we're going to do is we are going to do energy work for your liver. And just focus on your liver initially, and then we're going to expand it to your whole body, because the liver doesn't work by itself. The liver works with the gallbladder. It works with the stomach, it works with the intestines, it works with all your organs around it. And then when we harmonize it with the entire body, there's more synergy and everything works better together. Okay? So let's go ahead and take a deep breath. We're going into the energy side of this now. Please do not drive or operate heavy machinery while listening to the activation. You can always come back and listen to this. The energies are recorded. One more time, deep breath. And exhale. Imagine roots growing out of the feet, deep and wide. Deep and wide. Pull energy from the earth, up your roots, up your legs, up your torso, and out your crown. Keep pulling energy from the earth, up in the roots and out the crown. Allow the energy right around where the rib cage ends. Now, relax and let the energy work. The energies are smart and your I am is in charge. So whatever it is that your liver requires, your I am and the liver are working together with the energy. The anger. The liver stores the anger, the emotion of anger. Time to release it. It's time to let go. Whatever you think anger, whatever you think angry about, let it go. Give all those thoughts to the energy and let it transmute it for you. If you are angry at someone, by releasing it, you help yourself. The anger is only hurting you, not them. And the energy to all the other organs that work with the liver. Stomach, gallbladder, intestine. And that work with the liver. Feel how your body is responding to the energy and trap barriers. You are in control of your body. You are always in control. Now, let's go ahead and expand the energy to your entire body. Whatever else you might need additional energy to go to. If it's your lungs, focus on that. If it's your vision, your eyes, focus on that. If it's your ears, just imagine yourself inside a sphere, inside a ball, and the energy is going all over your body. Sad, focus on the lungs. If you've been worried, focus on the kidneys. If you have arthritis, focus on the joints. Job, very good. Now, let's go ahead and thank the energy. Be grateful for the energy. And let's go ahead and ground the energy. Ground. Pull energy from the earth. Up the roots, up the body, out the crown. Ground, from helpless, helpless, if you needed additional help, additional boost, the energy might still be running. So make sure you do ground before you move. If the energies are still running, you're going to need to ground. There you go. Wow. So just make sure, continue to ground. And when you're ready, rub your hands together, rub your face, and open your eyes. How are you guys doing? Wow, the energies were really running on that one. Maybe I need it more than I thought. And how does it get any better than that, huh? Wow, that was awesome. Thank you, guys. Our collective made it very strong, very, very, very strong. As a reminder, it is Halloween time. Halloween is this coming, when is it, Sunday night? But Crimson Circle has a dream walk with Adamus on Wednesday, I believe it is. If you're interested, a dream walk is sort of like a meditation, but not quiet. So it's a trance that you get into. And Adamus Saint Germain walks you through it. So if you're interested in that, go ahead and go to the, I think it's Crimson Circle, C-R-I-M-S-O-N, circle.com. And the Halloween Dream Walk is free. All you have to do is register and they send you the link, or you just go directly to the link. But this will be my fourth, I think, Halloween Dream Walk that I've been with Adamus. So it's quite interesting and very, 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 you learn a lot about yourself. Isn't that, join us. I have nothing to do with the Crimson Circle other than I'm a listener and I like Adamus Saint Germain. But that is, it's, you know, like I said, it's going to be my fourth year joining them. And they've only been, I started with them from the very beginning, from the first time he ever did a dream walk for Halloween. So it's going to be interesting. He always gives you, he always surprises you. So nothing, you know, it's nothing the same all. So he's one of my favorite masters. It's been fun, pleasure, my honor to be here with you. Please write to us and let us know how was your this past energy work, because my gosh, it was quite strong. Please stay hydrated. Stay hydrated. Drink lots of water, and you can always come back and listen to this anytime you want to. The energies are recorded. Thank you very much. Until next time, have fun and happy Halloween. Ooh. Bye-bye.